All right, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just a couple things off of the pregame that you just have to love. Trump, 100 hours in. We are about 9 hours into day five. So really, we're still kind of day four of the Trump presidency, but he completed day four at noon today. So anyway, great times. 100 hours in. Trump's killing it. It's just unbelievable. Is it day five? Is it day five at noon today? So it's Monday. Monday to Tuesday. Tuesday to Wednesday. Wednesday to Thursday. No, but day four. Yeah. Starting day five right now. So anyway, 9 hours into day five. So another great move. He already canceled the security detail for Mustache Bolton, which is great. And then he cancels Fauci's. And I mean, it's just so great. And you see, he answered these questions correctly. You can never be apologetic to people who are trying to destroy you. If they're going to destroy you, they're going to destroy you whether you apologize or not. So you might as well not apologize. And you have a much better chance of not being destroyed by them if you don't give an inch, because then they're going to take your life, and either figuratively or literally. So he cancels Fauci's security detail, and he's asked by the media, are you worried then that if something happens to Fauci, that it'll be your responsibility? No. Are you worried that if something happens to Bolton, that it'll be your responsibility? Just said that's in a backhanded way. It wasn't asked directly. No. They both have millions. Well, I mean, again, why are you and I paying hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars per year for these security details, and Fauci's worth a minimum of $14 million. A minimum of $14 million right now. I mean, a minimum. So why in the world are you and I, and he has a $400,000+ a year pension for the rest of his life. Why in the world are you and I paying for his security? And why does he need to be secure for? He's a NIH former employee who ran the NIAID. Why in the world are we securing this person? I just love it. That's what you do. You be unapologetic. No, it's not my responsibility. No, not at all. And you know what? It wouldn't be. You know whose responsibility it would be? The person who hurt Fauci, if they hurt him. And nobody should hurt Fauci. I don't want anybody to touch Fauci. I want Fauci to spend the rest of his life in federal prison. So I hope nobody ever touches this guy. And I don't wish anybody any physical harm ever. I mean, I'm dead to the wall serious. Not anybody. I do want people to rot in federal prison for the rest of their lives, and the men, he's one of them that must do so. Also learn, FEMA is on the chopping block, as it should be. Federal Emergency Management Agency, it absolutely should be on the chopping block. It is ineffectual. It does nothing, and the stuff that it does takes forever. They showed up in Asheville, North Carolina. I know it was Alabama, it was North Carolina, Tennessee that got devastated by Helene. But the focal point was really Appalachia and North Carolina. And FEMA shows up and sets up card tables and does nothing but hand out brochures and to make a 1-800 phone call to nothingness. And the people that were saving everybody were the rednecks, the mule packers, the churches, the private organizations, the Glenn Becks of the world. Those are the people that were actually there helping people, and many others. I can't give proper tribute to them all, but I mean, those are the people that actually did something. FEMA, to this day, we don't have any video footage of FEMA helping anybody in Appalachia to this day. We covered it ad nauseum. I mean, for weeks. And I never could find one video of FEMA doing anything except antagonizing rescue efforts by flying over the helicopters and stirring up provisional sites that were handing out provisions to people. You know, so I mean, what did FEMA ever do there? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I just love the video, last thing on the pregame here, where Joe Biden says the only reason why the border's not secure. Now, that was towards the end of his presidency. And for 3 years, Joe Biden said the border was secure. Remember Alejandro Mayorkas? The border is not open. The border is secure. The border is not open. The border is secure. Remember? They said that for 3 years, and then Joe Biden says the only reason why the border is not open. So is it open or is it closed? The only reason why it's not open is because of Donald Trump. Interesting presumption he makes right there, because the border is now completely and totally closed with less than 500 contacts per day. That's 500 contacts per day. Get that, Aaron? It's less than that. It's 400 and something contacts per day. Not entries.
Right.
So we've gone from Biden administration, 15,000 illegal entries per day that we knew of, not counting gotaways and not counting people we don't even know across the border. So it's really more like 20, 25,000 per day. Where they've let in somewhere between 12 and 20 million in a four-year period of time. So 2.5 New York cities to 400 contacts per day. So it's very interesting that Joe Biden says the only reason why the border is open after claiming for 3 years that it was closed is because of Donald Trump. And the moment Donald Trump takes office, the border is completely and totally closed. And Joe Biden also said for 3.5 years until he was running for president that there was no way for him to close the border. And then he took unilateral action right before declaring to run for president, before he dropped out, declaring he's going to run for presidency, for the presidency, took unilateral action and then cut border entries in half, according to the numbers, which you really can't trust. But he says, how can you not close the border unilaterally as president, then cut entries in half unilaterally as president? These people make no sense. I don't expect them to make sense, but I would expect a voter to comprehend that. That if you're a Democrat and your candidate has told you for years that they cannot unilaterally close the border, and then they do, that maybe you ought to be thinking, I'm being lied to and this is the person I shouldn't vote for. Maybe. I don't know. Call me crazy. And then Kamala Harris, he talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk. I mean, that's what she says. And it's funny because now there's 400 border contacts per day. For the entire United States southern border. 400 plus per day. That's it. Less than 500 per day. I guess he does, Kamala, actually talk the talk and walk the walk, huh? And see, again, if I was a Democrat, I know this is useless doing this. But again, I cry out to Aaron to help me understand. If you look at this and you're a Democrat and you've been victimized by an illegal alien, maybe not even victimized, but you just noticed the flood, and your president told you there's nothing you can do about it, and Donald Trump fixes it in a day, then maybe you have the wrong, maybe you're voting for the wrong party and you're being lied to endlessly, that people only use their political positions for a personal profit. Maybe you ought to discover that and vote differently, but, you know, call me crazy. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Right here, starting off, Neanderthal Soup is on. D9597 is on. Debnew2011 is on. Lady Vu is on. Dave Souders is on. Jules21 Hours is on. Truth Lover 2 is on. Scooter8887 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Six Lynn is on. Judy Anita is on. Producer Aaron is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Tammy L. Margaret is on. Sheila K is on. Naz Yeager is on. Six Lynn is on. Kev FM1 is on. KV4VMS is on. Let me see here. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Mark 10 10 69 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Joe Heathen's on. Sexy Pony's on. Dave Souders on is on. Confederate One is on. LA 106 Times is on. Let me see. Patriot of the North is on. Joanne's is on. DC 941 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Keeper 1376 is on. 50925 McDonald is on. Gianna Jones is on. Let me see anybody I missed. John Phillips is on. Volvo 960 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Let me see here. Just scrolling down for just another second. Love each and every one of you guys. Appreciate you. Those Jesus people is on. All right, let's get to this now. Just got a whole stack of miscellaneous. Whole stack of miscellaneous. All this stuff starting to percolate to the surface now. Now, listen, I want to give you just a word of caution. Don't believe all of these RFK, JFK, and Martin Luther MLK releases, because they haven't been released yet, folks. It's not out there in the wind yet. The EO is in place, but nothing's been released yet. So there's a lot of conservative clickbaiters. They're not actually saying it, but they're acting like the stuff that they're showing has been released by the Trump administration. It's not true. It's not true. Nothing's been released yet. So everybody needs to cool their jets. Now, the stuff, I'm going to show you some stuff on JFK because it's just interesting. And Aaron showed me a video last night that I could not resist. So I deep dove a little bit into it, got the original and everything else. So I'm going to show you that one, which is just basically Zapruder film-esque. I don't know if it's the actual Zapruder film or not, but it's actually a legit film that it took the maker 16 years to get. We're going to get into that. Because we're going to get out ahead of this whole thing, because we need to see what we're going to, you know, kind of get out in front of, just like we did with Hussein Obama possibly divorcing Mike and dating Jennifer Aniston. You know, we're kind of out in front of that. So I want to be out in front of this stuff and just look at what's going on. All right, so let's start off with this, though. Harkening back to the Russian collusion hoax, you remember the lovers, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok having an affair with Lisa Page. And them sending somewhat in the neighborhood of 50,000 emails to one another about how much they hate Trump. But anyway, Real Robert video, flashback, the FBI. Anybody know this? Because I did not. This is new. you're like, Tom, this is started in 15 and continued on in 16 and 17 and part of 18. This is old news. It's 2025. Folks, if you don't litigate this stuff, they're going to do another collusion hoax to you. People have to go to prison for it. Statute of limitations have not run out, and these people need to go to prison, including a lot of the people mentioned in this. So anyway, flashback, the FBI was ordered by Barack Obama not to arrest Hillary Clinton. This is all coming out now. CIA John Ratcliffe, Lisa Page confirmed to me under oath that the FBI was ordered by the Obama DOJ not to consider charging Hillary Clinton. Watch this video. Play for me, Brent.
And former FBI lawyer Lisa Page says the Justice Department told agents not to charge Hillary Clinton. In some newly released transcripts from her closed-door testimony, Page said that the agency, including James Comey, thought that Clinton might have committed, quote, gross negligence. But she said, quote, the Justice Department's assessment was that it was both constitutionally vague. They did not actually feel that they could permissibly bring that charge. The attorney general at the time, Loretta Lynch, previously said that she would accept the FBI's recommendation.
So this is truly hysterical. I mean, it really is hysterical. You have to laugh. You really do. So get this now. So the FBI was ordered by Hussein Obama. I thought there was this delineation between the DOJ and the FBI and the White House. I thought there was this delineation between the current administration and an independent DOJ. Isn't that what we've been hearing, Aaron?
Yeah.
Over the last several years, that Merrick Garland does not take his orders from Joe Biden.
No, of course not.
He does not. Would never take his orders from Joe Biden.
Independent.
Because independent. Yeah. It's an independent agency. They're independent from the current administration, even though the current administration appoints them all. But somehow they're all independent.
Right.
So Hussein Obama, according to Democratic activist FBI attorney sleeping with Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, under oath, she says that Hussein Obama ordered the FBI not to charge Hillary Clinton. Okay, so we don't have an independent DOJ then, correct? All right. CIA John Ratcliffe, now John Ratcliffe now is the head of the CIA, at the time DNI. Lisa Page confirmed to me, he's DNI under Trump. Lisa Page confirmed to me under oath, John Ratcliffe says, current director of the CIA, that the FBI was ordered by the Obama DOJ not even to consider charging Hillary Clinton for gross negligence for having a classified server in a bathroom in Denver, Colorado, that was proven to have been hacked by foreign entities. And then she deleted 30,000 freaking emails off of it. And also smashed up 16 devices. But anyway, and bleach pitted everything else for gross negligence. Gross negligence, so everybody knows, every law in the United States of America, whether federal, state, county, whatever it is, have elements that have to be met. In order for her to be guilty of a crime of mishandling classified information, she would have had to been in gross negligence of that information. Was she? Is there anything more gross than having all of your information that's supposed to be on a classified server, on an unclassified server, in a bathroom in Denver, in a closet bathroom in Denver, Colorado? Is there any more gross negligence than that? That could easily be hacked by the most menial college student in America who has any sort of tech expertise. So anyway. So the FBI was ordered by the Obama DOJ not to consider charging Hillary Clinton for gross negligence. That's why you came out and James Comey renamed it something else. I can't remember what it was, but he changed it from gross negligence to something else. In the handling of classified information, transcript excerpt of his interview with Lisa Page. Here it is, folks. It's all coming out. It's all coming out. And these people need to be criminally prosecuted for what they've done. Conspiracy against rights. It's a serious federal felony. John Ratcliffe speaking to Lisa Page under oath. Okay, so let me, if I can, I know I'm testing your memory, but when you say advice you got from the department, the DOJ, you're making it sound like it was the department that told you you're not going to charge gross negligence because because we're the prosecutors and we're telling you, this is just mumbling, going back and forth, and we're telling you we're not going to. Okay, so again, this is, that's exactly how the transcript reads. You're not going to charge gross negligence because we're the prosecutors and we're telling you we're not going to prosecute it, is what it meant. And Lisa Page said, that is correct. So I want everybody to understand this. What's so funny? Remember now, Loretta Lynch, who was the AG at the time, she said that she would abide. Get this nuance, Aaron. Get this nuance, Brent. It's hysterical. It really is. It's hysterical. It's hysterical that you're a Democrat if you are. It really is. I mean, I don't care what label you are. Maybe you're watching on Christian Television Network and you've deceived yourself into believing that you can be a Democrat and a Christian because you can't. So anyway, so get this nuance. So Loretta Lynch says, remember on the news, you know, probably in between meetings with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. Remember that also? Oh, yeah. All having to do with this case right here. It's kind of weird too, isn't it?
No, they grandkids. Just
talk, talking about the grandkids. I'm sorry, Aaron. You're right. You're right. Talking about the grandkids. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, Aaron, I'm always so negative. And Aaron brings in the light.
Yeah.
If there's anybody more dark than me, it's Aaron. But anyway, so Loretta Lynch says, I'm going to abide by the FBI's recommendation. She's the one who told the FBI to recommend not prosecuting him. And then she says, so she's going to abide by her own command. She told the FBI, do not prosecute her. So the FBI comes out with its recommendation from James Cuckboy Comey saying, you know what, we're not going to prosecute because it doesn't reach the elements of the crime of gross negligence. It does not meet the elements of the crime of gross negligence. It does not rise to that level. He was commanded by the person who said she'd abide by his decision. That's exactly what happened, folks. These people need to go to prison for the rest of their lives, a lot of them. Now, I want to show you this. It's just too good a video to pass up. It's from Frasier. Here's a reminder, and this goes back to this. Remember Obama's meeting with Trump at the White House? We're going to do everything we can to help you out and make sure that you're a success. Really, is that what happened? Frasier video. Here's your reminder that there is no peaceful transfers of power. Play it for me.
Trump will not be president.
Highly critical, biased text messages between senior FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
There will be no question about the outcome of this election.
And she got ahead of herself. This utterly stunned this campaign.
Head home. You should get some sleep. We'll have more to say tomorrow.
Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power.
The peaceful transition of power is one of the hallmarks of our democracy.
We want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
These declassified documents that were just released.
Officials in the Obama administration were asking for the identities to be unmasked of Americans.
Unmasking of aides and staffers of the incoming president.
The basic charge. Political spying.
To disrupt the peaceful transfer of power.
Unmasking of American citizens it could be a real problem.
Why is it that the unmasking of Flynn somehow ended up in the pages of the Washington Post?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn.
The vice president said that yesterday. And then the last name on this list is Joe Biden.
The Obama administration was bitter. They wanted to do everything they could to undermine the incoming Trump administration.
Really designed to sabotage and really upend the new administration.
An outgoing president and a vice president and a Washington Post columnist and the FBI setting up an incoming administration.
Wow,
that's a real conspiracy. And nobody wants to talk about it.
So that was what was really going on behind the scenes. And now we see even more coming out that Barack Obama ordered the DOJ, ordered the FBI not to charge Hillary Clinton. And behind the scenes, you've got Comey, John Brennan, Barack Hussein Obama, and Joe Biden all meeting about framing Donald Trump, because it was revealed to them in that meeting, all four of them. And they were also discussing General Flynn, that the collusion hoax was exactly that. It was a hoax created by the Clinton campaign for president. When they hired Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, who hired Fusion GPS, who hired Igor Danchenko, or actually Fusion GPS hired Christopher Steele, and then hired the only Russian involved in the Russian gate collusion hoax was the one hired by Democrats. That's the only Russian involved in the whole collusion hoax. So you have Steele hiring Igor Danchenko, and then they have open source data from Google that they put together as a Steele dossier, as John Brennan calls it, and then use that to launch an investigation against Donald Trump. And there's much more that happened before the actual coagulation of the Steele dossier when you're dealing with George Papoulos and Stefan Halper and all that, but we don't have time to get into. But they knew right then, if you know that it was created by a political opponent and that there is no collusion, the PP hoax, Donald Trump's peeing on hookers in Moscow, you know that it's all a lie. Why would you then, and you're sitting there as James Comey running the FBI, as John Brennan running the CIA, why would you then know that it was created by the Clinton campaign? Infusion GPS and Perkins Coie and Mark Elias, why would you then launch an investigation into a crime that you knew didn't occur? Or it wasn't even necessarily a crime. Into an incident that you know that didn't occur. You're actually investigating an incident that didn't occur. Imagine being a cop who investigates a robbery they know didn't occur. These people need to go to federal prison for the rest of their life under conspiracy against rights to take away the rights of Donald Trump. All right, let's go to the next one. Insurrection Barbie video. Reporter explains that during the Biden years, how you can always tell if the president is actually working is there's a Marine stationed outside of the Oval Office. Watch this video. Play for me.
An observation that I have made, given the fact that I've covered the Biden administration throughout the week, throughout the weekends, generally speaking, there is a Marine standing outside the Oval Office whenever the president is in there working. The last 2 days here, today and yesterday, myself being at the White House, that Marine is constantly outside the Oval Office, signaling that the president is in there working for the American people. The Marine was never out there during the Biden administration. It was a very rare occurrence. If you did, the Marine was out there. Uh-huh. It was very rare if it was, but by comparison, the Marine has always been out here the last 2 days. And when a lid was called yesterday, the lid was called around 7, 8 o'clock yesterday, the Marine remained out there after the lid was called, wow, signaling that Donald Trump was working late into the night for the American people. Meanwhile, by comparison, lids during the Biden administration were routinely called at 11 a.m.
I have to say, when the commander-in-chief, when the boss in charge is outworking everyone, it sets a totally different standard for the entire country, all of the employees. I mean, think about it. When you work at a corporation and your boss is the first person in, the last person out, everyone better be working hard.
Even when Trump, he calls the lid at 8 o'clock at night, his day's not over because the Marine's still there. He's working well in the night. You can't compete with Trump. He sleeps 3 hours a day. Look at all that he's done. He's in North Carolina today, solving their problems. Going to California, making two demands. Otherwise, he's not going to solve their problems. They have to have voter ID, and they have to release the water. Otherwise, he's not going to solve their problems. He's flying all over the place, signing executive orders. He's on the phone with Canada. I mean, he's on the phone with Denmark. He's trying to secure Greenland. I mean, nobody can compete with the guy. I mean, it's actually hysterical. Again, if you're a Democrat, how do you not vote for Trump? He's actually get stuff done. I mean, right now, he's securing, getting countless things. The man never stops working. Never stops. It's amazing. All right, let's get into this. So we know that Trump is releasing the RFK files, the JFK files, the MLK files. We got that. So that's great. So let's jump out ahead of this a little bit and just look at now. Am I saying that any of this is true? No, but now I think over that before 2020, I was a solid Christian conservative, not flawless, just solid Christian conservative. And if you would, I would be honest with you. I didn't really necessarily believe in what happened with RFK, but 9/11 stuff, whatever. I mean, I pretty much believe what I was told because I didn't look into it and I didn't really care until COVID came around. Then I was red-pilled, more red-pilled than I was. Always voted right, voted for Trump, everything else prior to 2020. But now I don't believe a thing. I honestly don't believe one thing. You look into what happened here and why it happened, and then you look at two assassination attempts against Donald Trump. I mean, who is doing these things? I mean, again, you look at the second assassination against Donald Trump. The first one was Thomas Crooks. Thomas Crooks is practicing his AR-15 shooting at the DHS gun range. It's kind of weird. I mean, and he has encrypted accounts overseas. And this is a guy who's a meal server at a nursing home. So, you know, it's just very odd. And then the second attempt is done by a mercenary recruiter who appears to be broke and a 17-time convicted felon that never spent a day in prison, but has money to travel the globe and recruit mercenaries to go fight in Ukraine. And then he tries to assassinate Donald Trump. Who else would be recruiting mercenaries to fight in Ukraine? Would that not be the CIA? And the CIA is as woke and as leftist as you can get. And who would they want to eliminate? People who would want to wake people up to the globalist cabal, just like JFK was doing. And we'll get down into this. So, and RFK was doing too. And then you're like, Tom, they're Democrats. I know, and they're not flawless. I know, Trump's not flawless. But they're certainly better than Joe Biden, certainly better than Kamala Harris and the current Democratic Party. So let's look into this Burt video. Trump has officially declassified the assassination files for MLK, JFK, and RFK. Here's the video, and I want you to give proper tribute to everybody here. Here's a video that was narrated by William Cooper, a.k.a. Bill Cooper, that wrote the book Behold a Pale Horse. It took him 16 years to get a hold of this video, and here's a piece of it and the narration. Play for me, Brent.
Said that the assassin was the driver in the car in which he was riding in Dallas on that day, and it was plainly visible in a film withheld from the public.
Now, you brought that film with you. Let's take a look at that if we can. Here's the film. Go ahead and narrate this for us, will you?
Well, it took me 16 years to find this film because it has really been withheld. And what you're seeing here is the motorcade on Elm Street passing in front of the Book Depository building. Kennedy has been shot in the throat, and Jacqueline is pulling him toward her, trying to comfort him, and she's in shock. At this time, you see the driver turn around with a pistol in his left hand, firing over his right shoulder, and shoots the president directly in the head.
Here's a repeat of it, yeah.
The weapon, watch the driver, his name is William Greer. He was, in fact, a Secret Service agent. The weapon is an electrically operated, gas-powered assassination pistol built especially for the Central Intelligence Agency.
You don't see any puff of smoke from...
That's correct.
Because what you think is a pistol there in the right-hand corner, lower right-hand corner.
That's correct. It is.
Why is that?
Well, it's an air-operated pistol. It's pneumatic. And it actually fired an exploding pellet, which injected shellfish toxin into the president's brain so that if the actual explosion of the pellet itself did not kill him, the toxin would.
Now, did you read all of this
Yes.
in the documents?
Yes, and that's why his brain was switched for another brain in transit between Parkland Hospital in Dallas and Bethesda Naval Hospital in Washington, D.C.
See, there's a dream that's America, but we're long past that. We're controlled by a globalist cabal. It doesn't mean all of us are. Just leave this down, guys. Leave us down. It just means that we have to take America back over. Because everything that we get fed is lies. Hyperinflation, lies. COVID, lies. Climate change, lies. 9/11, lies. Ukraine, lies. Gulf Wars, lies. Weapons of mass destruction, lies. It all is. I mean, they'll pop up more and more in my head. It's wildfires caused by climate change, and endlessly they get found out that it was caused, that they were actually lit. It was an arsonist who was a climate change activist who lit it on fire. Always. You can pretty much summarize it by using that word always. Because we tracked it. Everything's a lie. It's not me. It's the news, the mainstream news that came out. Oh, after reporting for 6-8 straight months that there was a wildfire that was caused by climate change, and you have to explain to me how it's caused and how CO2 in the atmosphere would cause a wildfire and how CO2 even warms the atmosphere would be interesting. I would love to hear somebody explain that to me in detail with a detailed outline. How CO2 exactly warms the atmosphere and warms the earth, which it doesn't. So everything is lies. I mean, and again, you could probably send me 50 more that I'm not saying right now. Everything that we get, it's all lies. Everything you heard about the Bay of Pigs, lies. It's lies. It's a big setup. It's lies. All right, so when I look into these things now, you're like, what about the shellfish toxin? I mean, again, was that there? It was there. Why? How could shellfish toxin be there? I mean, how does Building 7 just fall down? Like, as if it was demoed. How do buildings just fall, you know, collapse one floor on top of each other, which they never do. They would fall to the side, as they always do, unless they're demoed. I mean, again, why is everybody putting on a mask for a 99.997% survival virus? It's totally illogical to do so. Because there's a narrative and agenda behind it, and it's being pushed by somebody. That's why. Why would you take a vaccine for a 99.997% survival virus? Why would you destroy your church and your business for a 99.997% survival virus? Because it's all lies. It's all lies. Everything. The vaccine was a lie. Stops transmission infection. They mandate it based on it stopping transmission infection. And it's a vaccine that doesn't stop transmission and infection. And then they try to sequester all the vaccine developmental data and keep it classified for 75 years. Why would you do that? How can you be a Democrat and vote for this? How can you be a Democrat and pimp and whore a vaccine where the people who created it tried to keep their vaccine developmental data classified for 75 years, and yet you pimp the vaccine from your pulpits as a pastor? Amazing to me. All right, so here is the original video without any narration. Now we can run it. So this, here it is. I mean, look, you can choose. You know, you can decide for yourself. Watch the Secret Service. Secret Service. What's that in his hand right there? I mean, kind of weird. and again, Lee Harvey Oswald was. I mean, again, it's here. How does he end up putting a bullet in the front of his head when he shoots him? If he shoots him, if you have him, again, it's simple logic. Why would you take a vaccine for a 99.999% survival virus? Why would you do that? Okay, how in the world is Lee Harvey Oswald going to shoot somebody from the depository? How is he going to shoot them in a moving motorcade to the side and from the front? Or was he shot twice from the front? That obviously couldn't be Lee Harvey Oswald because he could never have a front shot. And he has really, the way that I look at it, he got shot with two shots to the front.
Yeah.
One through the neck, one through the forehead. Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't even involved. I mean, what did they do with, look at how they set up Matt Gaetz. All right, we can bring it back to me. They set up Matt Gaetz, right? They set him up. They set him up with the same sort of accusations that they set up Clarence Thomas. And they set up Brett Kavanaugh with the same accusations they set up Clarence Thomas with. They set up Donald Trump with the same accusations. They set up Bannon. They set up Navarro. They set up Rudy Giuliani and bankrupt him. Set up Alex Jones and tried to bankrupt him. All lies. There's no truth in any of it. None. We all want America to be what we think that it was when we were 12 years old. But it's not. We are run by a corrupt cabal in Washington, D.C., called statism, establishment, deep state, whatever it is that you want to call it, but that's what we're run by. And they put out endless fabrications to either cover for themselves or expedite their agenda. That's it. That is our world right now, and that's why they tried to kill Donald Trump twice. He doesn't turn his head. Half of his skull is gone from an AR-15 round. It's as simple as that. All right, so let's go to the next one. Illuminati coin video. What actually happened to JFK according to RFK Jr.? Play for me.
My uncle, John Kennedy, he realized early on that the purpose of the CIA and the intelligence apparatus was to create a constant pipeline of new wars. Eisenhower, who was the outgoing president, gave what is probably the most important speech in American history, which was, where he warned against the military-industrial complex. I was at my uncle's inauguration. I was in Washington that day, a six-year-old boy. And 2 months later, the military and intelligence came to him and said, we got to invade Cuba. And he was like, I'm not going to Cuba, and I'm not going to let the military. And they said, well, we got all these Cubans trained, and they're going to go attack Castro. And he said, well, the U.S. government can't be doing that. I don't like what Castro's doing down there, but it's not the United States' job to dictate what kind of governments other countries have. And they said, Well, as soon as they land, there's going to be a big revolution. Everybody's going to rise up, and they're going to overthrow Castro. And he said, well, you can't use the U.S. military. And they ended up bringing those guys over. And in the middle of it, in the night, they came to him and said, they're getting wiped out on the beach, and you need to send in the military and invade. And he said, we're not going to do it. He stepped out of that meeting, and he realized they had been lying to him and trying to trick him. And he said, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. For the next 1,000 days of his presidency, he was at war with his military and intelligence apparatus. They tried to get him to go into Laos. He said, no. They tried to get him to go into Vietnam. They said that we need 250,000 combat troops. He refused. Everybody around him wanted him to go into Vietnam. He sent 16,000 military advisors. They weren't allowed to fight. Many of them did. They both violated the rules of engagement. In October of 1963, he heard some of his Green Berets had been killed over there. And he said, I want a total casualty list from Vietnam. And his aide came to him and said, 75 Americans have died. And he said, that's too many. And he signed that day a national security order ordering all troops out of Vietnam, U.S. troops. And then a month later, he was killed.
Month later, dead. That's weird. So, Aaron, that's very coincidental, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying, Tom, that Americans are killing Americans. That's reality, folks. It's just like if you're gonna preach the gospel, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Matthew 7, 13, 14. And 15, Jesus speaking. You have to preach the gospel, and it is a narrow way where you actually have to turn from your sin. Just because you voted for Trump doesn't mean you're going to heaven. You have to turn from your sin. You got to preach that. So if you got a liar or a gossip sitting in there, and you got to preach to that person, and they've refused to turn from their sin, and you're preaching that, well, you're going to lose those people most of the time, because narrow is the way and few find it. You have to speak the truth. You have to be willing to deal in the truth and live in the truth. You have to. So we all have to come to this understanding that we live in a very corrupt country that rigs elections and that tries to kill political opposition. See, this is real deal stuff. Like, you know, I don't even know how Trump pulls it off, to be honest with you. I don't know, you know, whether to admire it or just to be amazed by it. I don't know. Because how do you sit in a room with a man who tried to imprison you for the rest of your life? And you know, tried to kill you twice. You're like, I don't think Biden's cognizant enough to know that his administration tried to kill Donald Trump. But that's why you have Melania dressed up like a mafioso, like V Vendetta. V for Vendetta, because she's like, and she won't go and have tea with Jill Biden. She's not going to play nicely. These people put you in prison. This is real. I mean, Roger Stone was going to spend 9 years in prison for doing nothing. General Flynn, 6, 7, 8 years in prison for doing nothing after Joe Biden. After Joe Biden said, I have nothing to do with prosecuting General Flynn. It was Joe Biden who suggested prosecuting him for the Logan Act. Peter Strzok wrote it down. And then they did prosecute him for violations of the FARA Act, which is an absolute joke, because I don't have time to get into all this. But anyway, so how did JFK end up being killed? Well, Eisenhower came out and warned that the global cabal wants an endless pipeline of new wars. Why? Because Democratic Party donors is the military-industrial complex. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, which are all majority owners in each other. So if people think BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, it's all one. You could just call it all one entity. And they own, again, I don't mean to deep dive too far into this, but you're wondering why there's a Ukraine war? And why they want Ukraine and NATO? Because then they have to buy their weapons from NATO-approved contractors, which are all owned by Aaron?
BlackRock.
Boom! There you go. That's why. That's the sole motivation. Listen, you've got to go with the Word of God. 1 Timothy 6, some of you may like the Bible stuff, some of you may not. You know, I don't care whether anybody likes it or not, I just preach the truth. For the love of money is the root of all evil. That's it. That's what people are motivated by. The reason why Joe Biden is evil is because he wants money. While Hunter Biden's evil, he wants money. While Kamala Harris is, why she whores herself is she wants money. That's it. Nancy Pelosi, same. Why Nancy Pelosi is evil is because she loves money. The root of all evil is the love of money. Not money, the love of money. So Eisenhower warns, we can't be perpetually feeding this military-industrial complex with new wars. Well, guess who that ticks off? The military-industrial complex, which funds Davos, funds Event 201, funds the climate accord, the climate summit at Glasgow, Scotland, that they all fly into with their private helicopters and jets. Like, how can they be such hypocrites? They don't believe in any of these things. They're simply vehicles for them to ascertain power, which leads to the root of all evil, the love of money. So, you take the presidency and you think that you're in charge. Well, we're going to show you, Aaron, side by side that for me right there, just what you got right there. I'm going to show you this video in a minute that's going to reveal to you there's a deep state. You think you're in charge when you're president. You're not. There's an administrative state, a deep state, that is entrenched, and none of them are Republicans, and none of them are conservatives. Not one. Tom, that's hyperbolic. Not one. You'll see James O'Keefe reveal in just a minute. All right, bring it back to me. Thank you, guys. So, you have the deep state, the CIA, coming up to JFK saying, we want you to invade Cuba. Why would they want them to invade Cuba? Because the deep state, the CIA, works for the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist represented in the United States by the Democratic Party, in Canada by the Liberal Party, in Great Britain by the Labour Party, and most everybody, like the Tories and the Republicans who are supposed to be conservatives, are actually also members of the cabal who are not truly opposition. They're controlled opposition. And they're not really even any opposition at all. You say controlled opposition, that makes them think that maybe there's a part of them that's correct. There isn't. And Aaron's got his finger on the pulse right now of the Hegseth confirmation. And we're pretty sure already that McConnell has voted against Hegseth. You got it, Aaron?
Yeah, it literally just popped up. 51 yay, 50 nay. So he just passed. Boom, just now.
Who voted against it? Do we know yet?
Yep, it was Murkowski, Collins, and McConnell.
Yep, there you go. There you go. Yep. And the people like Joni Ernst who voted for him only did it because if she doesn't, Charlie Kirk and Scott Pressler will be camped out in Iowa.
Yep.
And her seat will go bye-bye. And what these people like Joni Ernst do is they hold that seat so a legitimate conservative can never have it. And then they work in lockstep with Democrats. That's why we're $37 trillion in debt. While things actually never get better until you have a Trump. Did things get better under George W. Bush? No. They didn't at all. Of course, they certainly didn't get any better under any Democrat at all. Did they get better under Herbert Walker Bush? No. Both of them landed us in a deep recession. Herbert Walker Bush, that's when I was trying to get a cop job, and there weren't any available. How do you not have cop jobs available? How do you not have a cop job available? It took me months and months to get a cop job. But anyway, I digress. So the deep state comes to the CIA, comes to JFK, saying we need to invade Cuba. He's like, why would we invade a foreign country? Why? Why would we do that? Let them do what they want to do. They can do what they want to do. They want to be communists, let them be communists. That's what we should. We're not the world's police force. Let them decide. Everybody wants to come and suck off the teat of our glorious 1776 revolution. Why don't you have your own freaking revolution instead of sucking off of our teat? But anyway, so he says, no, I'm not going to do it. So they said, okay, we're going to get some insurgents. Would you agree to, if we have insurgents out of Cuba, so actual Cuban citizens, we're going to create an army and they're going to invade on the Bay of Pigs. This was all a facade. They were never meant to win. And we could correlate this with endless other illustrations that you and I have seen unfold over the last 5 years. But anyway. So lo and behold, they're getting defeated on the beach, wiped out. Oh, we got to send troops in now. It was all a setup. JFK realized it was all a setup. The whole thing, we're going to have insurgents do it, Mr. President. Don't even worry about it. Oh, well, they're being wiped out on the beach. So now we need you to send in the Marines. He's like, no, I'm not sending in anybody. And then he swore. He's like, I know I got set up. I should have never even sponsored this because we paid for the Bay of Pigs. We paid for those insurgents and they got wiped out on purpose. just like in Afghanistan, the Afghan army got wiped out on purpose, show that Joe Biden could make sure that Bagram Air Force Base and all of the mineral rights of Afghanistan go to China to pay for the $1.4 billion that was given to Hunter Biden when they flew over there in 2014 so that Hunter Biden could consult their banking industry. Hunter Biden, he was at that time smoking Parmesan cheese. So, yeah, and countless escapades with Russian hookers, but I digress. So anyway, so JFK says, I'm going to shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. And even while he's doing that, they're trying to get him to go into Laos, trying to get him to, did we do that? No, he sent military advisors over there. 75 of them got killed. And he says, I'm done with that. So he signs an order to pull out of anything having to do with Vietnam or Laos. But it's strange. After we died, what happened, Aaron? We went into both.
Yep.
And 58,000 Americans died. 58,000. Have you ever been to the Vietnam War Memorial? 58,000 Americans are dead. JFK, they want to talk about, I love how they talk about the Capitol Police. You held your ground, cries Adam Kinzinger. No, the people that actually held their ground was JFK. He said, no more. We're out. And they killed him a month later. And then lo and behold, LBJ, who I believe is responsible for the death of JFK, lo and behold, he puts us into Laos, in Vietnam, and Cambodia. And 58,000 Americans are dead. None of their sons and daughters. Oh, yeah, some of them went over, John Kerry, and all the, you know, no. I mean, it's funny how none of their kids die in these things. None of them. It's weird, isn't it, how that works out? But all who gets sent over there, all the people they claim to represent, and they still vote Democrat even after their kids are killed in their foreign wars. Amazing to me. Really is. All right, so let me show you this. Change the subject. Sort of change the subject. Still in the deep state. James O'Keefe video. Deep state official waddles away is the title of it. Top White House advisor. Top White House advisor confronted by O'Keefe for admitting on tape the deep state is real. His name is Byron Cohen. And now all of his Twitter account has been like not shut down, but you're not allowed to post on it anymore. That's weird. Byron Cohen looks back in bewilderment as American swiper James O'Keefe before frustratingly exclaiming, I'm not really interested in having this conversation. Too late, Byron. And again, let me just give this. It's a public service announcement. It is. It's a public service announcement. If she's smoking hot, and you're thinking, man, she's out of my league. O'Keefe sent her in.
That's true.
I mean, come on. I mean, think logically. Okay, you're like, she's like unbelievable, and she's just captivated by your every word. Laughs at all your jokes.
You're being recorded.
James O'Keefe is recording you.
And you
okay?
know you're ugly.
I'm yeah, right. You know, like this guy here is a guy who's. He's maybe 148 pounds soaking wet with rocks in his pockets, doesn't have an ounce of muscle in his body, and is very average looking, and she's smoking freaking hot. And the only person that she'd even consider going out with is Joe Burrow from the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay, listen. Understand. It's James O'Keefe. Okay, I'm trying to help you, Democrats. I'm trying to help you, but nothing helps. And even because he sends in hot gay guys for gay guys, too. If he's too hot for you, it's James O'Keefe. I'm just letting you know. I'm trying to help you out. But anyway, so here's the video. Play for me, Brent.
Byron? Hi.
Hi.
I'm James O'Keefe, investigative reporter and muckraker. You're an advisor to the White House, aren't you? I see, I've been in disguise as you were talking to my colleague, who wore a hidden camera, and I've been listening to your conversation about how the deep state is real.
People joke about the deep state, but like, to some degree, it's real.
Tell me more about that.
No, thank you. Have a good night.
So you mentioned that one of the ways that the deep state operates, the bureaucracy, is that it creates commissions.
One of the ways you can slow things down in a bureaucracy is to sort of put together like a commission to study something, and then years will pass and nothing has happened.
You said all these things, you're recorded, so if you could just elaborate a little bit more about what that means. Byron?
I'm not really interested in having this conversation.
Well, you've already had the conversation.
Yeah,
I have it all recorded. So,
lovely.
So if you could just clarify for the American people, because people are really interested to know more about how the deep state operates. You clarified quite a bit. I have you on hidden camera. In fact, I was standing next to you the whole time.
It's a little creepy.
Well, I think it's really creepy that the deep state is operating the way that you describe it. Bureaucracies, creating commissions to slow things down, and even mentioning the word crushing incoming leadership.
RFK Jr. is a very bad pick for HHS. There's a good chance that the bureaucracy just crushes him.
Do you recall you saying that?
You guys...
I thought what I'm hearing is from the left is that these are career, you know, civil service employees that just go with the flow with every administration. They just do what they're told. No, what we're hearing from the White House advisor on pandemic preparedness is that there's actually a deep state that creates committees to slow things down on purpose and sabotages Trump nominees. These are not elected people. This me and you and I did not cast votes for them. We didn't pull a lever for them. We didn't fill in a little bubble for them. We did nothing for them. They're there sabotaging who we elect. They don't sabotage Democrats. And it really is all Democrats. You think Byron votes for Trump? No. I mean, we all know. So we now know that's exactly what happens. They're saboteurs and they create committees to slow everything down. Look at this one now. Kathleen Wenchel video. This is what's great. Show you a little bit of bad, now the great. Donald Trump's in office now. Day four. we're almost 10 hours into day five. That's it. Look at all he's done already. Trump fired everybody at the DHS, Department of Homeland Security Advisory Committee. They create committees so that you go, okay, we want to implement this agenda item. Well, we got to have a committee. And then that committee referred to the second committee, and that referred. And then, like he said, 2 years later, nothing's done. You ever wonder why we're $37 trillion in debt and nothing ever gets done? It's all on purpose, and it's done by a Democratic Party cabal that is shown in a established deep state. And he just admitted to it. He just admitted to it. This is a great video. They fired everybody at the DH Advisory Committee. Remember, this links right with the James O'Keefe video that I just showed you. They form committees to slow things down. Well, here was the DHS Advisory Committee. And Trump's like, you know, why do we have a committee that we don't need? So they're all fired. Play for me, Brent.
Breaking news. Acting Secretary of Defense Benjamin Hoffman has fired every single member of the Homeland Security Advisory Committee. But it gets better. Guess who's one of those members on the Department of Homeland Security's Advisory Committee? Noah Bookbinder, the president of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, the group responsible for financing and litigating the Anderson v. Colorado case where they were trying to remove Trump from the ballot in Colorado. He was appointed to the board by Alejandro Mayorkas in 2022. And I've been trying to tell you guys this whole time how corrupt all of these things were, and here we are. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington was started in the 90s, and it was started to be able to combat all of the litigation with the Clintons and to be able to salvage their reputations.
Citizens for Ethics in Washington, created by the Clintons so that Washington would be more ethical? Another committee. But this one here, DHS committee, what, again, it's put out the DHS Advisory Committee, no longer exists. And one of the people that was on there was Noah Bookbinder, who was the one behind. So this is a person operating behind the scenes. They tell you that these are just career civil servants there to serve their country. No, they're not. They're political activists. Every one of them. We have 4 million of them, folks. 4 million of these that you and I pay for. $37 trillion in debt. Why? Why do we pay for these people? They do anything for you? You think we could Twitter the federal government like Elon did? Cut 80% off of it? Absolutely. It'd have no effect on you and me. Yeah, but then you'd have nobody manning the various boards to approve things. Why do things need to be approved at a federal level? What happens is we actually have Stockholm syndrome. We actually, a lot of us, actually, maybe not the 982 that are watching right now. I'm just telling you, maybe we're all red-pilled. But we actually believe, like, we should have to go get a fishing license. Thomas Massie is trying to put out constitutional carry for the entire United States of America, but a lot of people say, I need to go get a concealed carry permit. Why? You already have those rights. And I understand the extremes of things where people get, you know, hunt animals out of existence and stupidity like that. We deal with that on a case by case basis. A lot of those things happen because things that are now in place that would prevent any of that from ever happening, because people wouldn't have the need to hunt buffalo into non-existence anymore. I mean, you see what I'm saying? But a lot of us actually have Stockholm syndrome. We actually believe that we need a federal government, that we need a federal government that controls interstate highways so that we don't have jurisdictional issues, and a military and a national police force. That's it. Why in the world is our budget $6.8 trillion per year? Why? Honestly, folks, we need maybe $1.5 trillion a year. That's it. But everybody thinks it has to be this huge thing. And a lot of that money goes to these useless entities. Noah Bookbinder, who is on this DHS advisory committee as a civil servant, and he behind the scenes... he wasn't just behind the scenes. He actually was the genesis, was the person who created or was a large part in creating the movement to have Trump removed off the ballot in Colorado. But he's just a career civil servant, Aaron. Leave him alone. He's just here to serve his country.
Of course.
No, everybody in Washington, D.C. is a Democrat fighting against us, and they all need to be fired. That's what, you know, Trump's Schedule F and all that is being implemented. And I just hope just keep on. And they can't keep up with all that Trump's doing. When they get upset about one thing, then he does three other things. So there's nothing, they can't focus on anything. That's what you do. That's what you do. Steve Bannon calls it flooding the zone. All right, Eric Burleson tweet. So the ATF, which needs to be what? The ATF needs to be...
dismantled.
Just needs to be dismantled. It needs to no longer exist. I usually say like stripped of the studs. The ATF. Oh, there it is. Perfect word. The ATF needs to be abolished. Just take away the ATF. Make it disappear. It needs to go. What about all the people? Fire them. They're no good. I'm serious. Fire them.
Yeah.
The ATF defied at real. This is real time. This is what you need. These are the people that want to put Donald Trump in prison for the rest of his life. And if they want to put Donald Trump in prison for the rest of his life, these are the people that put the 23 people that Donald Trump just pardoned for being arrested, detained, prosecuted under the FACE Act, and put in federal prison. These are the people who arrest these people, is federal cops like the ATF. Tom, aren't you a cop? Aren't you? I am very pro-local cop. I am not pro-federal cop. The ATF defied at-real Donald Trump's order to place DEI workers on leave. Now, before, what was happening under the previous Trump administration was that he was given his military orders. They're blowing him off for years, and he didn't even know it. That's not happening anymore because Donald Trump just assumes he's not being listened to. So he's checking now. Before, he gave orders, he believed they were being followed, and they weren't. Not anymore. And he's got a whole bunch of wolves all around him that are actually checking to make sure that people are following orders. Or, you know, you don't follow the executive's orders, you're fired. Simple as that. You serve at the pleasure. You serve at the discretion of the President of the United States. The ATF defied at real Donald Trump's order to place DEI workers on leave. I love it. All of you, get on leave. We'll decide what to do with your sorry, worthless carcasses like this woman pictured below, which we'll get into in a second. Instead of giving workers on leave, instead giving their DEI officer a new title. So ATF defied at real Donald Trump's order to place DEI workers on leave. Instead, they gave their DEI officer a new title. Go to the next pick for me, Brent. And here it is. On January 21st of 2025, she was named, Lisa Boykin, was named the chief diversity officer. And the next day, after Trump came out with the order to put all of these people like Lisa useless, what's Lisa Boykin ever done for you? What could she possibly ever do? She sits there and gets a six-figure salary every year for doing what? Monitoring diversity at the alcohol at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. That's all she does, Aaron. That's all she does, right? Yeah, I mean, what else does she do?
Yeah.
It's this woman, this fat woman out there executing search warrants. I'm just curious. What do you got?
She makes sure that you're represented, that the people that are working at the ATF look like you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's the whole thing. I want to make sure that when I'm raided, I'm raided by people who look like me. That makes me feel better.
So
Lisa Boykin, the very next day after Trump's executive order, And the ATF is under the DOJ, which is under the executive branch. So they were ordered, put all your DEI people on paid leave. And then we'll decide what to do with their useless carcasses. But instead of doing that, January 21st, she was titled the Chief Diversity Officer. Very next day after the executive order, she was got a name change to Office of the Director. Senior Executive. Senior Executive. Interesting, isn't it? And you just, I mean, think about it. Is there any more useless human being that we're paying for than Lisa Boykin? What on earth does she do? She waddles into an office every day and talks about race, talks about transgenderism and how they need to hire more homosexuals. That's it. That's her whole life. And you and I pay, we're $37 trillion in debt. We were less than $1 trillion in debt 25 years ago, and now we are $37 trillion in debt. All right, go to the next one for me. This is kind of a long one, I hope you're all right with it. Susan Crabtree tweet, exclusive and breaking, the Secret Service has begun to clean house. Here's the article. On incoming Secret Service Director Sean Curran's first day, Bongino's not a big fan of Sean Curran. So we'll see how it pans out. Says he's a good guy. He could be like assistant director, but is not a fan of being the director. But I mean, everyone's like, Bongino should have taken the job. Well, Bongino would be walking away from millions and millions and millions of dollars if he did it. But anyway, Sean Curran's first day in the new role, 5 out of 10 senior leadership officials, including former director Ron Rowe, were warned that they would either be fired, moved, or pressed into retirement, according to 3 sources in the Secret Service community. As of this morning, Rowe hadn't packed up his office as an official previously asked him to do. This is great. This is the funnest 4 days ever. This is like Ferris Bueller's day off. This is great. Asked him to do. 2 sources tell at Real Clear Politics. It has been known since last week, Thursday, that Trump was planning to tap Curran. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted his enthusiastic support on Friday morning. Curran is getting inundated with information on which top officials on the 8th floor of headquarters of the Secret Service to oust or replace. I'm hearing quite a few names of top officials on the removal list, as well as names of those Curran and other members of his new leadership team already informed that their leadership services are no longer needed. This is great. On constant refrain is that Chief Operating Officer Cynthia Schoberg Radway, whenever they have 3 names, and 2 of them are last names, run. I'm telling you. That's just, again, that's free advice. It's like I gave you the O'Keefe advice. If you're like, if your wife is somebody who keeps her maiden name, you're in trouble. I'm telling you. You're welcome. Well, it's quiet. But anyway, it's quiet. But I mean, I'm just telling you. Needs to be removed. Stat. Cynthia Solberg Radway needs to be removed. Stat. Radway was incredibly close to former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. This is how they can, that's what happens. They fire the head of, you know, they fire the head of the agency, the director of the agency, but all their minions are still there, like Ron Rowe. And like Cynthia Radway. So she was close with Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, who resigned under pressure from Congress after the assassination attempt in Butler. In fact, Radway became good friends with Cheadle during a previous stint working for the agency. When Cheadle became director, she brought her back to work more directly for her in this COO role and gave her a bonus to do so. Of course, it's just our money. According to multiple services. So What's Radway done all the years she's been there? Nothing. What's Cheadle do? Nothing, but you and I are paying for it. The fear is that Radway, if allowed to stay, will continue to serve as a pipeline of information back to Cheadle. That's how it works. You know, again, Lloyd Austin, when he's not defense secretary, he's on the board of Honeywell. When he's not on the board of Honeywell, he's a federal employee. When he's not a federal employee, back to Honeywell. He's not Honeywell, then he goes back to being defense secretary. That's how it works. It's all a lie. It's all a bunch of people enriching themselves. That's it. She will be a major roadblock to positive progress if allowed to stay. One source in the Secret Service community told RCP, Real Clear Politics. I'm seeing if any of the rest of this is worth it. This is incredibly important because previously members of Congress, myself and others, believe the Trump campaign detail headed by Curran had been briefed about the threats Trump faced. While while the Pittsburgh field office, which also was responsible for some of the failures in Butler, was kept in the dark. If the Trump detail and Pittsburgh field office had been informed, both may have upped their game and ensured better layers of security for the security plan, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so there's big things happening in the Secret Service. Big names are being fired, as they should be. All right, here's another one for you. You can just side by side this next one, guys. I meme, therefore I am. Is that where we're at? Yeah. So I just wanted to show you. These are the guys showing up at the March for Life. What a shock. So that they can take photos next to true conservatives. We all know who these people are. This is a lot of people say Fed. Actually, what they are a bunch of Ray Epps. They're NGO. They're from NGOs. They're hired from NGOs that are funded by the FBI, funded by the federal government, funded by the State Department, so that they can go and take defamatory pictures in front of people who are marching to save the lives of the unborn. So they can say, look, the pro-lifers are one with the Patriot Front Nazis, which are all, of course, feds or people hired by feds under NGOs, non-governmental organizations. It's really as simple. So anyway, it's just the same old crap. Go to the next one for me, Brent. Just wanted to show you this because I found it to be hysterical. It's kind of old, but I had to show it to you anyway in case you missed it. Per outgoing White House official, Jack Smith tried to get a pardon. Tried to get on the pardon list, but Joe Biden turned him down. He was irate at Jack Smith and told his staff, he failed us, let him suffer the consequences. I love it. Let him suffer the consequences. Oh, wait a minute. I thought again. Joe Biden said Jack Smith failed us. I thought there was a clear delineation between the White House and the DOJ.
Yeah.
And the special counsel's office. That's weird, isn't it? Huh. Kind of weird. Let me show you this one. One America News. Matt Gaetz, the reason Dr. Fauci's pardon goes back to 2014. Play for me.
All I was thinking about was all the reporting you had been doing about Fauci's activities way before COVID. Maybe bring the viewers up to speed into what Fauci was up to that might be covered by this monumental pardon.
So he has been, and we got to be careful what we say on air, but he has been involved in and complicit in agencies that have been guilty of just horrendous experimentation on humans with the AIDS experiments on children back in the 80s and 90s. On animals, which we've covered, and our own founder and owner, Robert Herring, his dog, they rescued that from one of Fauci's torture labs. So he's been doing this for years, but when I heard 2014, what my mind went back to was Ukraine. And it's interesting that it goes there because in 2014, that's when the situation in Ukraine kicked off and the United States installed Poroshenko. And we have Victoria Nuland on camera talking about how the United States was complicit in installing the Ukrainian government. We went in there and we set it up. Now, why does that matter? Well, if you look back in time, Hunter Biden's firm, Rosemont Seneca, actually invested hundreds of thousands of dollars along with the Department of Defense program called Black and Veatch. And those go back years, and they were doing specifically, and we have documentation of this, COVID-19 research in biolabs in Ukraine, and we have documentation that shows that was happening in November of 2019.
One.
Oh, what a shock. What an absolute shock that Anthony Fauci and Hunter Biden, major investor in Metabiota, inside, which is a bioweapons lab inside of Ukraine. They don't call themselves bioweapons labs, but that's what they are. And that's Wuhan Institute of Virology was a level 4 bioweapons lab that Anthony Fauci was funding. And he goes all the way back. They're funding gain-of-function research inside of Ukraine right at the time of a color revolution because the person who was in charge at the time would have exposed their operation. So you had to replace them with somebody who hates Russia, and you end up with a war between Russia and Ukraine so that all of this information gets burned to the ground. And the garden gnome was in Ukraine funding gain-of-function research on COVID-19 itself in 2019. I wonder why it is that he didn't run to a podium. Why didn't he run to a podium and say, you know what? It's gain of function, and here's how we could fix it. He didn't do any of that. He acted like it came from a natural animal reservoir. It was a naturally occurring virus. All the while, him and the Bidens were involved in Ukraine. At Metabiota, and maybe Fauci's wasn't Metabiota, but the Bidens were, and he was funding gain-of-function research with COVID-19 in Ukraine. Amazing. I'll throw that last one up for me, Brent. Just wanted to show you this one, too. Liz Churchill tweet, biologic warfare alert. Do not take this under any circumstance. Weird. It's just all this coincidence. How they're always out in front of these things. It's January 17th, 3 days before Trump was sworn in. U.S. awards Moderna. U.S. awards, which means the U.S. is partners with Moderna. So U.S. is awarding Moderna. U.S. is awarding U.S. because they share, Moderna and the U.S. are merged under the NIH. They share scientists and patents, and most importantly, for the love of money is the root of all evil, royalties. Anthony Fauci would not answer how much in royalties he and other scientists received at the NIH as a result of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccination. But lo and behold, they've got on ahead of another one. But U.S. awards Moderna $590 million for bird flu vaccine development. So every little patent, somebody gets a royalty for bird flu that nobody has ever died from. Amazing, isn't it? That's it. And so all they got to do is put it out there. Bird flu! And watch all the same Christians and all the same conservatives grab their ankles again. Watch them all bow again because none of them have repented of it. Thank God you and I are red-pilled. Thank God. All right, Rumble Rants tonight. Lita Bonita, $50. Thank you so much. Tammy O. Margaret, matriarch of the Rumble Rant, $10. Gucci Buckeye, $10. Jana Jones, $10. Chopper, Supernut, $1. Thank you guys so much in the Rumble Rant. Thank you for the 1,074 people that are watching right now. Listen, join us at church on Sunday. Doesn't matter where you live. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time. You want this kind of church. You want a church that, you know what? We don't abide in lies. We don't speak lies. We don't bow to lies. We'll say anything we want. I'm not one that's no politics from the pulpit. No, I'll say anything I want from the pulpit. Trump, like I always say, Trump is great, but you've got to have a savior because voting for Trump doesn't send you to heaven. The blood of Jesus sends you to heaven. You got to have a church, and you got to have a church that never closed for COVID and never will. If you're going to one that closed for COVID and they've never publicly repented, you're at the wrong church. You're better off joining us via, you're better joining us online than attending that church. You really are. So join us this Sunday. We're trying to break 712 is our record. We're like 680 or something last Sunday, something along those lines. Or maybe that was Sunday before. Don't remember. We're always in the sixes, trying to break our record. Join us this Sunday. I'll take the pulpit about 11:05. Aaron, you'll see Aaron start singing somewhere around 10:15. So join us. Give it a shot. See what you think. Let's see if we can break our record this Sunday. Really appreciate all of you. Listen, stick around for the post game. It's awesome. Listen, I got to tell you about the last video before we go. The last video on the post game. You got to hang for it. It's quiet. It's not. It's relaxed. But it's about a donkey named Diesel who disappeared from his owner, from his pet owner for 5 years. And he ended up being found in a herd of elk. You got to stick for it. You really stick for the post game. Post game's quick, easy. Most of it's all positive. A lot of dog stuff. You're going to love it. Love you guys. Love you. If I don't see you Sunday morning, if you can, join us at Foundation Church, 10 o'clock Eastern. Be there online or come in person. It's right there is the address. Northport, Florida. Come in person. If you're 2-3 hours away, make the drive. I'll meet you out front. I greet everybody after the service. But if not, join us online. But anyway, if I don't see you on Sunday, I'll see you Monday as usual, 9 o'clock. I'm sure we're going to have so much to talk about because Trump never stops. So I have a myriad of news stories by 9 o'clock on Monday. So if I don't see you Sunday morning, I'll see you 9 o'clock Monday night. Love you all. God bless you. See you sometime soon. I'm not talking about those who aren't saved. I'm talking about those who are saved. And I'm even especially talking about those who used to be excited about their walk with God. Maybe those who are saved that have never really been excited. And I'm asking myself, why aren't they excited about Jesus, about their walk with God? And I want to tell you why. Are you ready? The reason why is because you've come in before and you've been lit on fire and you really liked it and you went home and did nothing with it. And then you got lit on fire again, got really excited, and then went home and did nothing with it. You've got to go home and pray, Bible study, worship, and fellowship daily, or it will go out your carnal mind, which is a clanging cymbal, will drown out the love of God.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.